Hi, this is Pastor David Crank. Thank you so much for downloading the Faith Church podcast. I really love spending time with you, encouraging you, trying to inspire you the best way I can. Also, make sure you subscribe to this podcast, and every week you'll get a fresh one. A new message will be sent to your phone or your computer. Are you ready? I'm excited about today's talk. Let's get going.
Come on, Faith Church, give it up for Jesus today, all campuses. Come on, you can do better than that. Florida, RPC, Ferguson, Weldon, the whole group. I got bills. How many of y'all enjoyed that creative, right? Our team is crazy. It's like a show. And New York doesn't have shows right now, but we really do creative church. One more time, give it up for the team. I got bills. We're talking about leadership gold. If you're watching online or around the world, we've been having an incredible response to it. It's the hardest series I've ever done because what is happening is, I figured it out last night. I thought, I know what's happening is there's a level of leadership that I've hit. And so I talk at a certain level and I talk to leaders at that level. And I keep forgetting to go down and talk to people at different levels. Okay, so to explain that, I mean, that nobody taught me this kind of leadership. I never went to school for it. I just learned it on the job. My dad had a small organization, so he taught me what he could teach me. But obviously, a church of 180 people and 20,000 people, multi-state, so on, it's just a different world. So I'm going to try to really impart to you today at all campuses information that gives you power, stuff that'll help you now, but also stuff that'll help you later. So if some of this doesn't make sense now, start like a child, like my daughter. She's so creative. She put that creative with together with this team because she's been exposed to Broadway, and she's seen plays in Venice and Vienna and Germany and all over. So her whole life, she's been around something that made her creative. So exposure gives you power. Shout that with me. Exposure gives you power. If you've seen it, you can do it, right? So on leadership goal, the first scripture I want to give today is in Deuteronomy 8:18, all campuses. It said, "You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the power to get wealth, that he may confirm his covenant." What's his covenant? He wants to bless people. He wants to help people. And I prophesy to you over the next 5 years that God has supernatural ideas, concepts, and favor that he wants to bring into your life, but he wants to make a difference between the world and people of the word. The world and people of the word. I'd like to start just by showing you a graph, a financial graph right now. Back in the day, you thought Warren Buffett was the richest guy around. Then, I mean, Mark Zuckerberg, I mean, my gosh, come on, of course, he's loaded. But if you want to know the richest man in the world right now, it's a guy by the name of Jeff Bezos. Jeff Bezos started a company called Amazon. And now Amazon is incredible. I hate it that I have to, you know, it's driven out a lot of small businesses, but at the same time, I'm not willing to do without it. Come on, somebody will help me right now. Because I could just say, hey, you know, Google, order me whatever, and it comes to my house. In fact, I love saying, hey, Google, play, David Crank's sermons at your house, and then all of a sudden Google starts playing it, and I get in trouble for that every week. But here's my point in all this. Jeff came from kind of hard beginnings. Every summer, he was taken away from his family, kind of had an interesting childhood. But the fact is, he became the richest man in the world. Now, here's what I want you to focus on, though. He doesn't know what to do with the money. God wants to bless his people with the money because the enemy knows if you ever got a hold of money, he's seeing what you're doing right now with the money. You're tithing, you're giving, you're rescuing girls, you're building hospitals, you're feeding the poor. So I'm not saying anything negative against Jeff, Mark, Bill, Warren. I'm just saying that God is about to take the wealth of this sinner. Come on, somebody. And he's going to lay it up for the just. Give God praise today at all campuses. So the richest man in the world. I mean, here he started Amazon in his garage at home. That'll inspire you. Maybe you got a small business. He focused on doing things better and cheaper. In fact, he made his first desk out of a door. And at Amazon, they still have desk doors because it's part of their culture. He created and built a delivery system that was so incredible that now they have their own trains and planes and trucks And now even drones, they're actually delivering stuff to your house in about an hour. How many of y'all know that's pretty crazy to order some water bottles and have it dropped over your house? Come on, somebody go with me on that an hour later. You can get anything at Amazon. You can get water or you can get a pool. You can get it there. But it started out with a man having an idea to actually get in the book business. He was just wanting to sell books, but not really. What he was wanting to do was undercut everybody else. In fact, he was willing to take a loss for a long time. Check this out. Because he didn't worry about immediate gratification. He worried about long-term satisfaction. Now, you talk about the world. We're not talking about America. The world. This man did it. And I'm telling you that God wants to do it for you. Everybody shout, he wants to do it for me. Come on, all campuses, shout it again. He wants... Remember, it started out in a garage. The Bible said, despise not the days of small beginnings. So keep that day job, but be faithful and continue to dream, like he did, about what was to come. Knowing that if you put God first, if you honor God, that God can put his super on your natural and he can take you places you never thought possible. Isn't that right? Speaking of which, I want you to do me a favor. Amazon controls the world as you know it. Nicole has a new book out. It's getting ready to come out right now, and you can pre-order. Let me tell you why I want you to help me with this. Nicole told her story about being molested as a little girl, being raped even before she was a teenager, actually looking for love in all the wrong places, and getting pregnant at prom, coming up with Austin, marrying the wrong guy. It's actually like a movie. But God told her to take this book and all her other books she just gave away and distributed. But this one, she said God spoke to her to make it, try to get it on a bestsellers list so it opens up an algorithm so that more people hear about the book. How many of y'all that makes sense? Because one out of every three girls have been molested. One out of every three girls have been molested. And if Nicole can share her story, it'll change people's lives. But if people don't hear the story, it doesn't change anybody's life. Raise your hand if that makes sense to you. So here's what I want you to do at home and everywhere is just, you know, take a screenshot of that and order it, not from the church, but from Amazon. And if possible, we're in 5 years of grace and favor. To help us, it's almost like an offering. You're actually going on there, and many people have decided to buy five of those books. So in about a month from now, we can hopefully get Nicole on some level of a bestseller list, and it's possible if everybody around the world will say, I'm going to get my Christmas list out of the way, I'm going to get my birthday list out of the way, I don't know who I'm going to give it to, but I'm going to invest these five books into somebody's lives, and that's the way we're going to use Amazon. Come on, give God praise today. There's another guy I want to talk about, Elon Musk, for a second. You say, why are you talking about these guys? Well, the Bible said that he gave you the power to get wealth that you may establish his covenant. But you must realize that there are people that will inspire you and you can model some of your behavior after them. He sold PayPal for $1.5 billion. He founded eight other companies. He got so bored with just Tesla at $476 billion that he actually went over to Russia and started buying their rockets. I mean, y'all know you're pretty bored when you're buying rockets from Russia. And last week, our Florida campus will tell you last Friday, there at Cape Canaveral, with his own money, he shipped another rocket up into the space station where he put four of his staff members there, and they'll study there for the next 6 months. He also beat out the government. This is what's smart. The rockets that he sent actually cost $60 million for him to do it. When our government does it, it's $1 billion. So smart business people know how to run the country better than the people who belk the country for money. Didn't expect any. It's no big deal. It's just your taxes and no big deal. Business people know how to run a business. The government knows how to print money. Did you know they print their own money? It gets quiet in here. They can print their own money. You can't print your own money. If you print your own money, they put you in jail and you get to eat for free the rest of your life, right? So be smart. Have wisdom. Now, there's a scripture that I want to go to, and it says this in Genesis 2:15. It says, the Lord God took man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and to keep it. Work it and keep it. All campuses, shout this. Work it and keep it. Shout it again. What? One more time. What? So you have something that God has entrusted you with, and you have to be able to work it and to keep it. And if you don't work it and keep it, then God is not able to put his super on your natural. Then you just get comfortable thinking, you know what? Culture really doesn't matter. I want to talk about culture for a minute. Remember I told you a second ago that culture is everything. Shout it with me at all campuses. Why? Culture at home. Hey, don't sit on, anybody ever had the couch that you couldn't sit on when you were a kid and it was covered? Right? That's culture, right? So grandma had culture. Now, you have culture at your home, and if you start an organization, you have to have culture. This week, I want to show a video. We have a lot of videos that are on the app from business people that are very successful at our church. But I wanted to show mostly my family this week because you're going to see that child who was, you know, obviously supposedly an unwanted pregnancy, but now he's our great pastor, Austin. And you're going to see how I poured culture into him, my daughter in love, and so on. And this will show you how culture starts at a young age. Check this out.
What's the one thing, if I focus on the most, if I did it, would have the biggest impact on myself, my family, or my business?
Leaders think different. I'm Pastor Nicole Crank, and one thing you might not know about me is that I came from the corporate world. And here's what they taught me in the corporate world, is that you need hustle muscle, but your hustle muscle will never get you what God's favor can.
When I think about success in leadership, it comes down to culture. And culture simply meaning to cultivate or to grow. When you have clarity on how you want to grow something, you have power, because clarity is power.
As a leader in your organization, you are the CPS. You are the chief problem solver. So when something happens, don't think problems, think possibilities.
Come on, somebody help me. All right, so I talked to my family, and I told my family about culture. In fact, the video that you just saw a minute ago was basically culture. They were talking about culture, but also the video, the way it looked, was culture. The CPS looking like UPS was culture. Does that make sense? Our lights are culture. Our sound is culture. The cameras are culture. Our tone is culture. Our humor is culture. Culture really, really matters. Let's go here to the Bible and prove it. In Exodus 35:1, it says Moses, he's a corporate leader, Moses assembled all the congregation of the people of Israel and said to them, "These are the things that the Lord God has commanded you to do." Commanded you to do. There's a place called Chick-fil-A, and they tell you, what do they tell you when you say, "Hey, can I have more Chick-fil-A sauce?" They say what? My pleasure. Everybody shout that with me. If you go to Burger King, they're like, "Yeah, I guess I can." I don't know how many of these you want. Or sometimes you're at Burger King and somebody says, "My pleasure," and you're like, "How'd you lose your job at Chick-fil-A?" Because you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that they didn't teach that at Burger King, but they taught the culture in the organization. Culture matters. Everything about you says something about you. So whether it's your kids or organizationally, people that you look at as children of your faith, speak culture into them, because if you tell a child that they can do something, they can. If you tell an employee they can do something, you can't. Most people raise up followers instead of raising up leaders, and you want to treat everybody like a leader because God created them to be a leader and give them books that help them be a leader, because if you're going to be a leader, you got to be a reader. Now, next verse shows more culture. It says, 6 days the work shall be done, but on the seventh day you shall have a Sabbath. That means a solemn rest, holy to the Lord. And whoever does any work on that day will be put to death. Obviously, we're not under the old covenant, but you will work yourself to death. What God is establishing through Moses is, hey, you can be in business and be profitable 6 days a week, but if you work the seventh day, you won't be blessed. Chick-fil-A makes more money on 6 days a week than Kentucky Fried Chicken does on seven. Chick-fil-A makes more money on 6 days a week than Popeye's Chicken does on seven. Can I get an amen today? So culture matters. Honoring God matters. Honoring the house of God that matters. Honor really matters. Everybody shout culture. Now, there's another book I really enjoy, and I've listened to this four times on 1.5 speed on Audible. It's the who, not the how, and I'm going to break it down for you real quick. For years when I was growing the church, I was the who and the how. So we took 180 people, grew the biggest church in St. Louis, and we did it because I was always figuring out how. But then I realized a few years ago that I was coming unglued, that I was losing it, that I thought, man, I'm just aggravated, I'm mad, I need smarter people. And I didn't realize that I was looking for the who. But because I was the who and I wasn't looking for the who, I was always having to figure out the how. Does that make sense? So when you're starting your organization, you are the who and the how. Can I get a witness to that, right? So you're a who and the how. But as you grow the organization, you have to continue to look for a bigger mindset and whose are going to cost you. When I first started, I couldn't afford a CFO. I couldn't afford a COO. I couldn't afford a chief of staff. But now I can't afford not to have it because the organization is very complex and very, very big. So what I'm saying to all the leaders of small businesses, as soon as you can, find the right who. And if you can find the right who, you can make better progress, faster progress than you ever thought possible. I want to go back to this guy one more time. Jeff, when I was studying him, he and those other gentlemen that I showed you all have similar qualities. This goes along with the who, not how. Jeff said, Jeff Bezos, the richest man in the world. When I talk about America, remember the world. Japan, Italy. In fact, all of our church members in Florida, when I was in Italy, the yachts in Italy make the yachts in Palm Beach seem like pontoon boats. Because the yachts in Italy are all like 250, 300 feet, and they all have multiple helicopter pads on it. So if he's the richest man of the world, and he is, you got to think for a minute about the world and say, how does Jeff think? He said this. He said, as the organization grew, I finally realized, basically he's saying that I had to find the right who, because I only make three major decisions a day. I only make three major decisions a day. So many times people make a mistake and they're always working on the business, in the business instead of on the business. There's a time you have to work in the business, but then there's a time you have to go above it and say, I'm working on the business. Does that make sense? Shake your head if it does make sense to you at all campuses. And then you must get in the mire. We saw a minute ago, I knew the camera's not at the right spot. It's not going to be online. It's not going to work. So I had to get down in the what. But trust me, they'll make notes to talk to the who's, because I shouldn't have to address the what if I'm paying all the who's. Does that make sense right now? But you have to, again, set culture and deal with the problem. Do you think the Jeff Bezos would come into his company and just let people do whatever they want? You know, feet up on the desk. Well, I got a fishing tank. I'm burning candles. I'm smoking weed. How many of y'all think there are probably cultural rules at their office? And so you have to make sure that you're doing that as well. Now, let's talk about chasing those rabbits. If you chase two rabbits, you'll lose both of them. Here's what I watch so many people do and fail in leadership. They don't stick with anything long enough. You got to be like a postage stamp and take a licking and stick with it. You got to just be like a Timex watch and just let it just keep on ticking away. The Bible says the faithful person shall abound in blessing. Everybody wants to be rich, skinny, tan, and happy. And if that was easy, it would be really great. But it's really not. My dad used to say that any old dead fish can float downstream, but it takes a live one to swim upstream. So again, make sure that you're not chasing a bunch of rabbits. I'm going to do this for a while. The Lord led me to do this for a while. The Lord, if I believed what people told me, I would think the Lord was schizophrenic. God told me to do this. 6 months later, I'm bored. God told me to do that. Don't blame it on God. Blame it on you. I get sick and tired of hearing people say, my season's over. That's the Christian vernacular for, I'm done with this. I'm moving on to the next thing. Don't blame this on God. Blame it on you. The Bible says that those who remain faithful shall abound in blessing. Those that have roots, they flourish. When you see that boy a minute ago that's 30 years old now, when he was 7, I got him. And I begin to train him. You're a leader. You're blessed. You're favored. You're anointed. You're smart. You're attractive. And I spoke all that into him. And his biological dad sent him to college. We did. And then he had a scholarship playing baseball. And he got a six-figure job in Texas. And God spoke to him and said, I'm not calling you to go with your dad. I want you to stay with your father. And he stayed here. And now he's a pastor building a great church. Come on, give it up for Austin today. But he decided, I'm not going to chase both rabbits. Find out one woman, stick with her. Find out one job, stick with it. Find out one guy, stick with it. Find what God told you to do and stick with it. And I promise you this, if you do that, God will absolutely blow your mind with crazy favor, especially, listen to me, over the next 5 years. There's a senior vice president of a company called It Works. It's one of the largest home businesses in the world. They employ thousands and thousands of people. And Cami Pentecost goes to our church and her family. Her father's amazing leader. And they're living a life that's absolutely what dreams are made of. And they employ a lot of people. In fact, every year when they have their conference of 10,000 people there, they have me and Nicole speak at it and Faith Church do worship. They don't force the employees to go, but what they're doing is they're honoring God. God's honoring them. And not only is It Works changing the lives of people financially, but it's changing with no pressure and pointing them towards Jesus, because we know, church, that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And again, that's why God wants to bless you. I want to go to a little video. I asked Cami, I said, hey, shoot me a video for Leadership Gold. And here's what she advised you.
One of the things I know about leadership is everything rises and falls on leadership. And because of how important leadership is, I believe leaders are lifelong learners as well as they're constant readers. Leaders are readers. And so if I could recommend one of my favorite books that really taught me a lot about the intangibles of leadership, it would be John Maxwell, Everyone Communicates, Few Connect.
Come on, give it up for Cami. Leaders are readers. Leaders say, how are we going to spend our money? But the best leaders say, how are we going to invest our money? You ought to screenshot that. Some people say, how are we going to spend our money? We don't want to spend money. We want to invest money. When you're starting, say like for me, a lot of multi-site organizations have modeled Faith Church multi-site mentality. And that is this, that I saw advertisement is not spending money, but investing money. When I would say, hey, I'm not pointing the finger at you this way, but this way, God's here to put a ring on your finger, a robe on your back, he's not mad at you, he's mad about you. And we didn't ask for any money. It was an advertising program to reach people far from Jesus and change their life forever. And somehow the back end of that ended up where people came to church and they would tithe and give. People like Cami Pentecost and other great corporate leaders support our church. So my point is don't be worried about investing. Worry about spending, because that'll really make up the gap in your leadership lid. Most people try to use people to get results, but a better leader raises up leaders to get better results. People are always using people. Have you ever felt used? Raise your hand. Have you ever known that you have been used? Raise your hand. This is going to get really tricky, but how many of you have actually honest enough to admit you have used people? Right? You ought to look at your husband right now and say, I used you. Because people try to get better results, but the better leader raises up leaders to make a difference. And we find this also in Colossians 3:23. It says, whatever you do, whatever your task may be, work from the soul that puts in the very best effort as something done unto the Lord. When you're raising up leaders within your organization, when you're doing it unto God instead of man, and you're not focusing on the money, but you're focusing on the mission, it really makes a difference. So, there's a chicken place that our office used to be in their office in Palm Beach, and it was called PDQ. PDQ stands for People Dedicated to Quality. One of the founders of that, which officed right next to me, is a guy who started Outback Steakhouse. You ought to Google how much money he's made off that onion loaf. But he knew that people dedicated to quality was their mission statement. And I actually watched PDQ, and no offense, but they had one right there on Okeechobee, and it was unbelievable. There were dedicated to quality in every area. But as they franchised out, no dig on them, it just happens, I went to the one in Miami, and it was not people dedicated to quality. It was chaotic and it was messy and it did not represent the one that was near the office. Here's my point to you. As a corporate leader or a pastor, whatever you do, you have to keep your eye on the leadership, because leadership leaks and leader slips. So you'll look and go, that's not the way we want to do it. This is the way we want to do it. And you have to fight for that every day when you wake up. Oprah said it. She said, I have to fight when I wake up all the way till I go to bed. Don't you think for one second that Elon Musk gets up and says, yeah, what am I going to do today? No, there's a fight going on. In fact, if you study his life out, it's my personal opinion that one of the reasons why he was so successful is because he was so rejected as a kid. Same reason why Nicole's out preaching today. She preaches somewhere in, I don't know, Sacramento today, somewhere tonight, somewhere Tuesday night at a big church. Friday night, she preaches at Lakewood Church with a little guy named Joel Osteen. And Sunday comes back here. Nicole is still trying to prove value and worth. And I use it like crazy. I'm just kidding. But sometimes the greatest, most successful people are the people that have been rejected the most. So I'm speaking to the people that are rejected right now, that the setback is actually a setup for a comeback, for you to build something great and do something great. I believe you're a leader, even if everybody else thinks right now you're not, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Whatever your task may be, work to your best effort. It's Colossians 3:24. It says, knowing with all certainty that it is from the Lord, not from men, that you will receive an inheritance. Here's another thing I want to talk about, is skill set. Exodus 35:10, it says, all who are skilled among you, you are to come and make everything the Lord has commanded you. Skill. Next verse, we're going to see skill again. It says, he has filled them with skill to do every sort of work. Skill. So you're not chasing 50 different things. You're not working on the things that, like, I'm terrible at spelling. I'm not going to worry about spelling. I have fumbled my way through not spelling for 51 years. I'm not a good guitar player. My daughter can pick up anything and play it. So I can take a bunch of lessons, but it's not my skill set. My skill set is doing what I do right now. So find out what you're called to do. Don't chase the most rabbits. Try to be better, but don't spend a lot of your effort trying to bring yourself up from a 2 to a 9. Find out where you're a 7, take that to a 10, and they stand in line for 9s. Does that make sense? Skill again. It says, do you see a man skillful in his work? He will stand before kings. Think about all the people, from comedians. Tim Hawkins goes to our church. Tim was skilled at being funny. Tim now lives across from Tower Grove Park in a little bit of a mansion behind a gate, and I had lunch or dinner or whatever, did his podcast this last week. The year before COVID, Tim was so good for so long, he said, I want to sell my tour buses that I bought from Jason Aldean, the country music star. I want to cancel all my events. Everybody thought he was crazy, but because he was skilled and he went to Faith Church, he was led by the Holy Spirit. Even I thought he was crazy. And then he canceled all the tour, because if he would have had all the money to all the stadiums and all the venues, he would have went broke. But now everything was sold. He took care of his employees. He shut it down. In 2020, he built a deck, did all the honey-do lists on his new house, and he's just as happy as a clam because he's skillful at what he did. He banked what he did. He built proper culture. I'm talking about Tim Hawkins, the crazy comedian that you think is silly. He is brilliant. And if you don't believe me, ask him. He'll tell you. Now, we're almost done. Be a hungry, humble hustler. When I first started this organization, my dad had died, and I was hungry to build God something great. We didn't have any money. We had a little church at 1416 Larkin Williams Road. So I was humble. I didn't have a lot, but then I was a hustler. We would go dig out of trash cans to make the church look better. We bought, remember when the flat screen TVs weren't flat screen? They just looked flat, but there was 19 feet on the back. So me and Nicole, we cut a hole in our church hallway, and I put that in there. And I'm not too good at framing, but we did it. It's back before you guys were here. And so there was the TV. And then behind it was just a 2x4 hanging it up in the nursery. So when you walked in, everybody was like, man, this looks good. We got a flat screen. Now, it is a flat screen, but there's 27,000 feet behind it. But what is that? That's a hungry, humble hustler. So if you're going to build something great, you got to stick with it. You got to work hard. You got to pray like everything depends on God. Somebody ought to help me. And you got to work like everything depends on you. That's why on Facebook you ought to share this. And to be a hungry, humble hustler, I really think that you got to be around the right people. Because at our church, you see there are people with varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. The Holy Spirit's leading you, but there's different gifts. When I see Mike Chitla, I know that he's probably one of the most great electricians around. And now I've got to make sure that I say Tim Berta knows how to do a little bit of that himself. Berta Electric. Then I look over here and I see a man who owns a large, you know, corporation that employs a lot of people, that refurbishes trash. When I think about the largest trash distributor in South Florida, Sheldon, that goes to our church, they all have different varieties of gifts. When I think about that Raquel, Berta's little girl, who was singing a moment ago, when I think about when we went to her wedding, I invited my friend Joe. Joe, and I said, hey, Joe, I want you to meet my friend Ryan. Ryan, come. And Ryan and Joe started hanging out and talking. They both felt awkward. They didn't know each other, but they had varieties of gifts. This guy knew how to make click funnels. This guy knew how to market. And then another guy knew how to make vitamins that would help people. And they started a little company that went crazy. And now they make, just in the last year, $1 million a month. Why? They were in a small group. They found varieties of gifts at Faith Church. They all knew that they were under the same spirit, and they became humble hustlers. And guess what? Now the church benefits because they're tithers and givers, and that's what I want to do, is raise up people that understand the mission and the cause. We don't need to send rockets to outer space. Give God praise today. We need to build churches. We need to rescue girls. We need to change the world. But we have varieties of gifts. I want to hurry up here. It says, for we're God's own created handiwork, created for Christ to do good works. We need to do good works. Everybody shout, do good works. Do good works. Shout it again like you had breakfast. Why?
Do good works.
Now, I want to jump to the next slide. The last slide I want to give you is by Henry Ford. Henry Ford's pretty smart. There's still a lot of Fords out on the parking lot. Some of you are embarrassed to raise your hand, but they're out there. Some people think Ford stands for fixed or repaired daily. Other people say it's first on race day. I don't know. But he said, if I asked people what they wanted, they would have said, I want a faster horse. So many times as a leader, you know what's next. But if you don't forge faithfully, find out the who's in your life, find out the small groups, you'll never really be able to do it on your own. Again, May 15th starts our small groups. This isn't a pitch. This is just saying, this is what I would do. I would get on the Faith Church app or the faithchurch.com website, and I'd start finding groups of people. And it might even not be a book on business. It could just be a group that you enjoy being involved in. It was just a wedding that those two people went to that changed their life forever, that made millionaires out of them overnight. But they all went to the same church, and they realized what people needed. And if you help people get what they need, they will help you get what you need, and that's what makes the world go round. Last scripture. In all toil there is profit, but merely talk tends only to poverty. Another way to say it, when everything is said and done, there's usually more said than done. So a little less talk and a lot more action. So I advise you on this last day of this series to realize that there is toil, there is work. But if you stick with it long enough and you have a good idea and you understand the global mission, what does Jesus want to do? Jesus said, I want to go into all the world and preach the gospel. Today, we're preaching all over the world on Faith TV, on the Hillsong Channel, on the Victory Network, ABC, NBC, CBS. You're watching, and we're not asking for any money. How do we do that? We've got a product that I feel is superior. And it brings hope, joy, clarity, inspiration to people. And then God somehow, through his ability, blesses people in our church. They begin to profit, and then they tithe back to the church. And then you don't have to worry about it. You just enjoy the program. Give it up for yourself being so smart and faithful and anointed. I want everyone to stand at all of our campuses today, and I want to speak a special blessing over you. But I want to ask you a couple questions before we do that. How many of y'all found this very helpful and insightful, even if you're not a business owner? Raise your hand. This stuff can change your life forever. The harder you work, no, the smarter you work. You need to work smarter, not harder. And I would advise you to get a hold of the who, not just how. Because today, some of the smartest people in our organization, they really help me. Tomorrow morning, I'll meet with my chief of staff at 8 o'clock in the morning, and we'll talk about everything, and then I'll meet with the CFO, and then the leadership of this church meets at 11. And we'll talk about what went wrong, what went right. We don't just say, well, I wonder what's going on with COVID. No, you know what? We didn't pause, Faith Church. We actually fast forwarded. I want you to fast forward your life this week in business. Start dreaming again. Start loving again. Start prophesying again over your future. And then get in that small group. Growth Track also is another way to cheat. If you said you enjoyed this and you said you did, Growth Track's phenomenal because I designed Growth Track. One segment of it is all about the personality profile. If you can figure out the personality, say for instance, Ree is an incredible leader, but I know what ticks her off and what, you know, actually leads her forward based on a sheet. I don't even have to know her. I can go into somebody's office and I know this person, I have to say, hey, how's the kids? How's that? Another person, they don't even want to talk about the kids. I can just say, why wasn't that report there on Monday? I asked you for it last Friday. This is the third time I asked you for that report. And they just get that done. But if you say that to the wrong person, they'll be like, oh my God, they didn't ask me about my kids. Does that make sense? So when you find out, also that going through Growth Track, that helps you cheat too. Like there was a person that I was thinking about hiring as one of my assistants. And my assistant in Austin, I had her check the personality profile based on Patricia's personality profile. Because if her personality is way different from Patricia, Patricia performs like I want. And if that personality, I mean, well, the lady has two ears, she's got a nose, she's got two eyes. No, 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 no. Personality matters. And if you're like me, you got multiples. All right? Stretch your hands toward me today. Father, I pray right now for every small business owner with a dream. I thank you for a person who's being faithful right now at the organization, and they're the who for that organization, that you would continue to raise them up. You're not calling everybody to start a business, but if everybody could think that way, man, it would make a big difference. If they could think like the leader that's leading them, the leader would let them state their own salary. And God, I speak for loans to come, business opportunities to come, buildings, employees. They're going to stop saying it's hard to find good people. And they're going to say it's easy for me to find good people. It's easy for me to get the money. It's easy for me to close the deal because I'm anointed. I'm expecting 5 years of grace and supernatural favor. I'm getting in a small group. I'm changing my life for the better good of the whole world. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said amen and amen. Give the Lord a hand today as you watch this story.
Hey, thanks again for joining the Faith Church Podcast. For more inspirational content just like this, join us each and every week. And have you heard the bonus podcast from Pastor David? An information and revelation you can't hear anywhere else. That bonus podcast has moved to the Faith Church app. So all you have to do is go to your app store, download the faithchurch.com app, put it in your keyword. It'll come up, download it. It's a free app, and right there on the homepage, you will find the bonus podcast from Pastor David. I'm talking about digging into stuff, revelation that he won't talk about really anywhere else, only found on the bonus podcast. So check that out. Hey, leave a review. Go and invite somebody. Share the podcast today. But until next week, we'll see you right here on the Faith Church Podcast.